You are listening to Wow Wish Only Well Radio with your host, Siobhan Gross, marriage and family therapist, inspirational coach, and motivational speaker. Wow Radio Show is designed to encourage, inspire, and motivate you to be the best version of yourself. My guests and I come to educate and uplift. We come to Wow to help you get on and stay on your road to greatness. Today is a good day to wow. Wish only well all across the world. Let's go. Wherever you are in the world, good day, good people, good day, and welcome to Wow Wish Only Well live television show, where I am your host, Siobhan Gross, marriage and family therapist, inspirational coach, and motivational speaker. Listen, guys, it is Wednesday, and it is a wonderful Wednesday indeed. And you know what we do, guys, on Wednesdays? We wow. And by wow, I mean to wish only well. Today, as in any day, as in every day, is an absolutely great day to wow someone. Listen, I am so very excited about my special guest who is backstage, already ready to come out and get the conversation started. Ooh, I've just been waiting. She is someone who has motivated me and encouraged me and definitely inspired me. So she's coming to us on this wow platform from South Africa. So listen, I'm not going to prolong the time because we want to hear from this woman of God. And so I am going to bring her up, guys. You know how we do it. We properly introduce, but I am going to give her the space so that she can introduce herself and we can learn all about our special guest, Apostle Zizu. So listen, without further ado, let's bring her up to the stage. Hello.
Hello. Glory be to God. I'm so excited. I'm humbled. You know, I'm honored to be here on Wow. I see it and I'm like, ooh, this looks nice. So when you said, woman of God, please come on, I'm like, yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Yes!
So I'm really excited. Thank you so much, woman of God. I am indeed Apostle Zizo, but my name is Selindo Kuhle Hlongwane. I'm all the way from South Africa, like you said. Born and bred in Johannesburg, South Africa. And it's been a blessing to have the call of God upon my life. I've been able to minister and do a movement called Genesis Gathering. That's my ministry. That's my passion. It's a place where I gather women to heal them, to for us to be restored, to be replenished, to cry, to be vulnerable, to break down, and then just lift ourselves up again. You know what I mean? That's my ministry. I also have Life Lessons, which is just a Facebook page that I've left for quite some time, but I'm going to go back into it. And pretty soon I'll be launching Marriage Masterclass, because that's my passion, for us to raise the flag on kingdom marriages. You know what I mean? Marriage is a big part of God. It's an institution that he brought forth first. You know, it's how he introduced himself to us through marriage, with Adam and Eve. So whether you're single, you married, I just want us to have real conversations, not your Christianese. That's what I'm about. I don't like Christianese. I don't like us when we talk, oh, glory be to God, all is well. And we shadow ourselves with verses. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but sometimes we just need to get real about our pain, mm-hmm. about our struggles, and about our suffering. And as I was preparing for this, I'm like, oh Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna say. And God is like, I want you to be yourself, because that's what your ministry is. I am authentic. I don't try to be someone else. I don't try to imitate. And that's what I want to break in the body. You know, that's my call. Let us be real. Let us be vulnerable. Let us be hurt, but in him. Let's do everything in him. You know what I mean? Don't sugarcoat your truth. Don't say I'm okay when you're not okay. Tell God, I'm hurt. I'm offended. And that way he can give you the remedy and he can give you a prescription, a word that will be able to heal and soothe you down. Sometimes we need to be real about our own attitudes. Lord, I'm arrogant. You know, come to him with the truth, because when you come to him with the truth, then he's able to appropriate and give you the correct diagnosis and prescription for what you're suffering from. What has happened is a lot of us, are ministers. A lot of us are spiritually sound because we're seeing things, and you can't deny seeing or hearing things. But we need to now come to being truthful about Zizo. You struggle with jealousy, you know, Lord, I struggle with, let it not be someone that tells you, but come to the place of vulnerability with your Holy Spirit, with your Father, where you say, Daddy, I struggle when I see someone else succeed, my heart turns ugly. When I see somebody doing better than me, I become envious, so that God can say, my grace is sufficient, you know? So that his grace can be appropriated, so that his grace can be applied. And that's what I think. Let's make this broadcast about that today. Let us enter with truth. Let us enter with let's take off the mask.
Yes.
You know, let's take off the mask. Let's take off the shades. Let's take off the accolades. Who are you outside of the qualification? Who are you outside of your job? Who are you outside of your career? And when you come to that, you will understand that you are nothing but a vessel that God can utilize at any point in time. And that's all he wants. He's like, I am searching for a man whom shall I send? He's looking for someone to send forth, someone in which he can occupy, and so that his mandate and his agenda can be fulfilled. And that's what he's looking for. He's not looking for your theology, your doctorate, or your PhD. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But I'm just saying we sometimes put those things in the forefront, and that's not how you qualify in the realm of the spirit. And we need to understand that, because what has happened is we've deduced the things of the spirit and we've now compared them and we put them on a scale of things of the world. Yes, Siobhan, the world will want you to have 100 million followers. Mm. Yes, Siobhan, the world will consider you powerful when you take pictures with presidents. Yes, Siobhan, the world will respect you when you're sitting next to Oprah. Yes, Siobhan, the world will take you seriously when you have certain accolades. But guess what? In the spirit realm, that is nothing. What is required of Siobhan in the realm of the spirit is your armor and your understanding of who you are and whose you are, and understanding the power that you have in him, not without him, not with your accolades, not with your graduations, not with your celebrations, not with people applauding you, but in the spirit. It's about the force that when you speak, it's about having an amplified voice in the realm of the spirit that is able to chase away demons, that at the mention, man la masaya taka. Okay, this is, I've said this, but allow me to repeat it here on this platform. There's something about the name that we don't understand. In the world, it's about who you are, what you know. And this has been a thing that God has been taking me through about stopping the church from saying, who are you? The church likes weighing. Who is Apostle Zizo? Who is Siobhan Groff? Who is this? And I'm like, that is an error. That is not a godly statement. Because God will never ask you who you are. To prove this, if you go to the book of Acts chapter 19, you meet the seven sons of Sceva. And it says, Peter we know, Paul we know, but who are you? Who's asking this question? It's demons. Demons are the ones that will ask you, who are you? But God knows you, and God will never want to ask you, who are you? Mm-hmm. And it's time for the church of God to begin to discern who people are without people having to tell them what they've achieved and what they've accumulated, because that is a demonic a system that we've now glossed out and made it to seem as though it's a church thing. It's not a church thing. It has never been. So we need to stop that and understand that we are made in his image. We are the children of God. It doesn't matter if I am a prostitute. It doesn't matter what I come bringing to the table. But let me enter so that you love on me. Love on me enough so that I can change my character. Love on me enough so that I can be vulnerable. Love on me enough so that I can repent. But as the church, we're like, who are you? Wait, oh, South Africa. Okay. No, just sit over there. And that's not how God operates. God loves us too much to operate like that. Yes. God needs us too much for him to function like that. Because he says he takes the useless things. He's like, how I wish I could be the potter and you the clay, that I may mold Mala Messiah into what I need you to become. So there's someone who is like, I'm a nobody. But I just want to say, there is somebody who knows that you are not a nobody. There is somebody who takes you seriously. There is somebody who wants you to just come into your name. Because listen to what happens when you start taking up the name, when you start understanding who you are. And I'm sorry, my apostle was like, why don't you add Zizo to your names? And I'm like, it was a thing for me that I need people to know that I'm Silindo Kuhle Hlongwane, because there is power in my name. Wow. And when you start taking your name seriously, Siobhan, is people will mention the name Siobhan. And it says that the mention of this name, once you've worn the Christ apparel, when at the mention of the name Siobhan, every knee, Manala Masoya, needs to bow. Every tongue needs to. You don't go in and say, I am Siobhan. But when you enter and you mention, and you don't need to go in and say, I'm Christian. No. The minute you say, I'm Siobhan Grass, Mala Messiah, tongues need to confess that Jesus is Lord. Why? Because Siobhan comes from a place that had no power. Siobhan comes from a place that had, Siobhan was low. Siobhan was a prostitute. Zizo was useless. Zizo was unqualified. Zizo was hated by her family. Zizo was rendered useless. Ayana Mashaya and Deka Soya. Atalama Soya. But today, when you mention her name, all of a sudden there are doors in the realm of the spirit that begin to open up. Yeah. Why? Because you're not just the form of godliness, but you've worn your full armor. You are in him. You are moving with him. Everywhere you go, you are representing him. Everywhere you go, the glory is pouring upon you concerning him. You now understand the power that is in your name. You now understand the power that is in you. For he said, I have not given you the spirit of timidity, but that of wisdom and knowledge and a sound mind. So therefore, and of power. So now you're walking with power. Now you're walking. We are equipped as human beings. But what blinds us is the glitter and the glamour. And it sometimes takes away from him more than it gives. It takes away, because now it's like, oh, what car are you driving?
Yes.
Where you live? What neighborhood are you from? Oh, you're from down. Ooh, is it safe? It's safe because I live there. Ah, Shataka.
Yes.
Because I occupy that territory. It's safe.
We've lost some contact, some sound. Okay. See what's going on here. She's coming. Dear woman of God is coming in from South Africa. And we seem to be having some technical difficulties right now. We've been disconnected. But we're going to give it a few minutes, because she was really speaking a word. And really speaking a word. And we know that the devil does not want the word to go forth, but we rebuke Satan. We rebuke him in the name of Jesus. So we are waiting for Apostle Zizo to join us again. She's coming all the way from South Africa. It is nighttime there, guys, right? It is about probably 3 o'clock in the morning there. And so, yes. So we're waiting for her to reconnect to the broadcast. Let me reconnect her to the broadcast. See if we can reconnect her to the broadcast. Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello. And she was ministering to me, as I'm sure ministering to you as well. She's going to go back out and come back in. God is still so good. It isn't just by chance that we were able to connect. This is a powerful woman of God. Again, she's coming to us from South Africa. And if you follow her on social media, she is on Facebook. And if you follow the apostle, she's been talking about prayers for South Africa. They're having some difficulties when it comes to internet power. They're experiencing power cuts and things of that nature. But we are still moving forth in the name of God, praying that she's able to reconnect to the platform and so that we can continue on in the name of Jesus. But even in the midst of this, God is still in control. God is still God and God is still good. So we are going to get through this broadcast. We are going to hear from the woman of God, the words that she has to share with us. She was speaking so powerfully and prophetically along the lines of some of the things that I had been dealing with, and some things that I even said as I was talking to my guest on Saturday. I was a special guest on Saturday talking to a beautiful group of women, women of God. So grateful there. Let's see if we can add her back to the broadcast. We'll give it a moment to see if she's trying to make some adjustments there. I believe we may have her back on. You can hear me? Huh, that's weird. She can actually hear me, but I'm not actually able to hear her and what we have going on here. So let's see if we can't disconnect. Well, we may have to disconnect and come back into the studio. She's able to hear me, but I can't hear her. We're going to work this thing out, guys. Listen, I really appreciate you tuning in to the Wild Wish Only Well TV show, where I am your host, Siobhan Gross. Again, I'm a marriage and family therapist, inspirational coach, and motivational speaker. For those of you who are watching the show for the very first time, I want to say welcome, welcome. I hope that something will be said or done here that will encourage your hearts to continue to watch the Wild TV show every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For those of you who are returning viewers, welcome back. Welcome back. And we are excited to have you. Hello, hello, hello. I still can't hear you. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what's happening. You're not muted, are you? Are you muted? Make sure that you're not muted. No, because now you're okay. You're not. I don't know what the issue is. Is your volume turned up on everything? Yes. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So maybe we have to end the recording and come back on, you think? Okay. 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 We can do that. Okay. So let's, okay. So I'm going to, let's do that. End the recording and I'm going to leave the studio.